Okay, we'll continue our availability with the driver of the number 24 Liberty Patriotic Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports, and that is William Byron. William, it's your home track, coming home. What's that like? I know you have one race here under your belt on the big track on the oval. What's it like coming home? I'm sure there's a lot of friends and family.
Yeah, it feels great. It's obviously this is the most important race for me of the year. These 2 weeks are good. They didn't go so great last year, but they're going better so far. You know, the All-Star race went really well for us for the most part. And then, you know, practice today has gone well. So excited for it. I think our car has good speed so far this weekend, which is promising. And just it's great to be home, be able to sleep in your own bed and wake up and go to the racetrack. Feels like the old days.
Thank you, William. If you have a question for William, raise your hand and we'll get a mic to you. Start with Brian.
Hey, William, Brian Nelson, Motor Racing Network. So Brad Keselowski just sat there and told us that the Hendrick Motorsports cars are the best in the garage right now. You guys are pretty good in the first practice session. How do you take that speed and get a win out of that?
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot to accomplish. That's a good thing. Their cars were definitely the best at the start of the year, and I feel like we're catching up for sure. There's a lot of great cars out there. I feel like it's probably the closest it's been in a while. And I feel like we're starting to be right in that mix, obviously. So it's exciting to definitely be close like that and have opportunities. And I know that with the speed that we have, we've been looking for that for a while now. So it's been refreshing to kind of be a part of the mix.
Got a Jordan middle there.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Kind of following up on Brian's question, where did you guys think you were behind at the beginning of the year?
I mean, it's probably a little bit everywhere. You know, it's kind of, I think it's not really one area that you really focus on, I guess, but it's a little bit everywhere. It makes a big difference. So I think we saw a big difference when we went to Texas and we had a big chunk of speed there that we hadn't had at some of the mile and a halfs, which was awesome. And we were able to finish sixth there, which was good, qualify second. So I think it's kind of carried since then. It even carried over to some of the shorter tracks like Dover, you know, and some of those places have been really good too. So it's been exciting.
Go to Mark.
Mark Garrow, Performance Racing Network.
Right. Oh, yeah.
If you were looking for him, I just want to keep waving. Can you describe your confidence level, say, from a year ago to right now? You know, you're in your rookie season. You're kind of feeling around a little bit in the dark. What's the difference in your confidence level from a year ago?
It's yeah, it's been a big difference for me. I think that there's been a lot of things that have enabled that to be – for the confidence to be higher. But I would say that just the more experience that you have and the more success that comes at this level and the more comfort you get racing around the guys that you're racing around and things like that. So I think that that's led to some confidence is just having more speed, having Chad's ability to kind of lead the team, I think is, you know, we're always, I guess, one step ahead of things, which is really nice. And he's brought some of that comfort for me to just know that I can, you know, get in the car, do my job, and I know that everything's going to be close to right once we get to the track, which is a big credit to him and Tyler, our car chief, and all the engineers on our team that do a great job.
As far as you getting the feeling of you belonging, is that something that all of a sudden just happened in a race, or is that like your confidence and your experience that sort of builds over time to a point you go like, okay, I'm good enough and I belong here?
I mean, I think it's like it builds over time because you have to race around the guys for them to know how you race and then just know how they race too and kind of know what their tendencies are, what they're going to do. The level of aggression in the Cup Series is so much higher than the other series that I've kind of been a part of. So you're racing against 20 to 25 really good cars versus, you know, however many in any other series. So that's the biggest difference, I think, is the level of competition. And you just kind of acclimate yourself to that. And even last week was a pretty big breakthrough. Just to be a part of that All-Star race was a huge honor for me and kind of a exclusive kind of feeling, which was pretty cool.
Go in the middle here.
William, Matt Harris, WSOC. Are you able to translate the confidence gained from the Open and the All-Star race last Saturday to the Coke 600, or is it just a completely different kind of beast?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you pull into the same racetrack and the same garage stall. It's really that stuff all helps. I mean, it's the first week that, you know, our team, it's on the 24 team, does a lot of simulation work. So we do a lot of training in the sim that Chevrolet gives us up in Huntersville. And it's the first time that we can actually go back and look at what we did after the race and say, okay, now we can apply it to what we're doing the next weekend. And we've never been able to do that. You know, we're kind of a relatively new team. So I know that when we go back to places for the second time as a group on the 24, we're going to be better. So it helps that we're kind of able to do that 1 week later, which is really cool.
Up here to Greg.
I'm sorry. Dragging out of his hand. Greg Ingolato week. Two questions. You may not have been around long enough for this, but 60th anniversary of the Coke 600. Is 600 miles too long a race in NASCAR? Is the Coke 600 too long? Does NASCAR really need a 600-mile race? And I have a follow-up.
Yeah, no, I think so I went to this race, obviously, growing up in Charlotte, and I went to this race every year for a long time. And it was obviously a long race to watch from the stands, but there was a lot that came with that was really cool because you knew that the winner I came the year not too long ago. I was already racing, but I came when Martin Truex won and dominated that race, and that was a huge deal, I thought, because to be able to dominate for that long of a period in a race takes a lot of things to go your way and a lot of execution as a team. So I think it's really a special event for this time, and I look at, like, the Southern 500 is in that category too. And those are races as a driver and a team just mean more. So I think it's just kind of, it's in its own space. And as a fan, it's a really long race, but you kind of know what to expect. And it's, you know, the guy who won is typically one of the dominant people of the year.
And so far this year, you've got two top tens, pretty solid finishes in a couple races. And obviously, you know, last weekend you did very well. Are you at the point where it's frustrating to do that well and not win, or is it a more of a confidence booster?
I mean, we still have to kind of knock off laps led and things like that to really get in the mix more. But we've had, I would say, the All-Star race and that weekend was our most solid, well put together weekend really that we've had. We had really flawless pit stops. We had no issues. Kansas, we had a couple issues with having to go to the back, and we've kind of had that a number of times. So we got to just kind of continue to put together races on my end and the team's end to just make sure we're in position at the end, which I think the All-Star race, we were in position all night. Yep.
Go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. William, obviously everybody knows about your background, and that was a little bit different from most other drivers. Now that you've had a couple years at this level, do you ever think back and wish you would have gotten into a car sooner, that there are things that you struggle with that might have helped? Or do you feel like in one sense you're ahead because of you went a different path and that helped you in that sense?
Yeah, I think it was a totally different mindset than I guess most people growing up in go-karts and all that growing up. You know, around a local track or something like that. I had a completely different perspective just watching it from the stands and always going to races as a fan and kind of expecting that to be kind of where it ended for me. But so I would say it's a different perspective, but I've been in it for a while now, and it's kind of that perspective has changed for me. So I would say at first, yeah, it was a fresh perspective. I was really green to racing in general. From the team side and from the driver side, but now it's kind of shifted for me in the last couple of years and not as much of a deal as it was before.
And I'm also just curious that you've gone through this different path. How soon do you think we will see more people kind of take a path like yours that, you know, it used to be drivers started racing at age 4 or 5, that maybe they're starting at 12 or 13 and they're getting that experience beforehand on iRacing or eHeat or some other video game. Mm-hmm. When do you think that we'll start to see even more of, you know, drivers like you maybe not at Cup at some point, but or maybe at some point or at the lower levels?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask each individual person how interested they are in racing, because I think that's what it comes down to. If they've been following it since they're 5 or 6 years old and they just happen to start racing then, or if they weren't able to get in a car till they were 13, it still is based on the interest that you have and the will to kind of make it happen. So I think if they're expecting just to decide that they want to go race at 14 and just a random thought comes to their head, then it's going to be difficult for them to make it work. But for me, I had studied it for years and watched it. And once I was 14, I was kind of well ahead of my time, even though I hadn't been in something. So I don't know. I think there's a lot of kids out there, though, that have a lot of potential that I've seen on iRacing and just racing against them that would do very well in a situation if they could get there.
Going here in the middle.
Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. William, we've gotten quite a few races under our belt now, and you mentioned how the team is relatively new. Would you say that now that we've gotten to this point of the season and your recent performance has improved a little bit, is that because the team is starting to mesh better, or would you contribute most of that success to the recent findings in the performance of the race cars?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, if you don't have the speed, it's hard to make much of a difference on the team side, but the gelling of our team, I think, has helped. Just the feedback, I guess, that I give and them understanding what that means and kind of, and then also getting some info from them in terms of how I can help them in the car is helpful. So I think it kind of goes hand in hand, but you definitely have to have speed to be able to really make a difference or really see a difference.
Any final questions for William? All right. Thanks, William. Thanks. Good luck on Appreciate Sunday. It.